Recent data from the San Francisco Police Department shows that officers use force, physically control, and pull out their guns on black people more than people of any other race, even though black men and women only account for 6% of the city's population. Stats like those prompted us to partner with the East Bay Express this week on a series of commentaries from Bay Area residents about police-community relations. Today we'll hear from Faiza Farah, a digital media startup founder who felt especially trapped by last month's shootings of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling.
Going into work didn't even seem like an option, you know. I really felt completely terrorized because the fear was like in my bones. And everyone I would talk to, all of my friends, all of the black folks that were my friends, had the same experience. Every single time I have any interaction with the police, if I see a police car parked or if I'm driving, I have instant panic, instant fear. Like if I'm in the car with a black male, there's always that kind of unspoken thing we have to do and say, whatever we have to do and say to survive. You spend a lot of time trying to prove your humanity to people, and it is distracting. So what would you do? And I, when I say this, I speak directly to black people. What would you do if you weren't having to affirm your humanity all of the time? What kind of art would you make? What would you study? What would you pursue? How would you move through the world? What's at stake? By Faiza Farah. Rage. Do not despair, brothers and sisters. Terrorism thrives on infecting our hearts and minds with immobilizing fear. Do not give in. We thought once police officers wore body cameras, killings would stop. Dontre Hamilton. We thought if we told our children to wear hoodies, they would be safe. Eric Gardner. We thought hashtags, we can't let them forget our names. John Crawford III. We took it to the streets. Michael Brown Jr. Started a movement. Tanisha Anderson. Wrote songs, created art, shared our despair on social media. Tamir Rice. And now, what is there left to do? Sandra Bland. Our freedom can't wait. Not one more hour, not one more minute, not one more second. White supremacy is a disease that asphyxiates the host slower than the ones that come to contact with it. We are out of time. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. What's at stake? Our humanity.